Okay, hello everybody. Here is the latest audio boo, and I'm joined by four comedians here today. On my left is Dave Twentyman. Hello, Dave.
Hello, mate. Yeah, mate.
Yeah. Mike Milligan.
Hello.
Yanni Agisolo.
G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. And Phil Walker.
Hello.
Come in a little bit more there, Phil. Come and join us a little bit. I want to talk about Twitter, because I've got two amazing tweeters, Dave Twentyman and Phil Walker here. You guys, you don't tweet that much.
I do tweet, but about three.
Not so much, though.
Yeah. I'm like a guy experimenting with homosexualism. I've tried it. I don't do it all the time, though. Nothing wrong with it.
Right. Do you think you've got to build up a following before you do this sort of thing, or?
Well, I'd ask the people who actually do it a lot.
I've not got a clue what I'm doing on it. I just sort of.
You're a really good one.
Off. Oh, cheers! I just slag misses off on it. That's all I do about 12 o'clock at night.
I think the secret behind it is just to keep them coming and build up a relationship with your followers.
I can't really cover the gags or anything on it. That's what. But I try and think, I could just do a decent gag.
You do a few bits and bobs like that.
All right. Oh, cheers, mate.
Phil, you do loads of stuff like that, don't you?
Yeah, I've been doing it about 6 months now.
Right.
So I just find it as a way of getting you thinking comedically.
You
see something in the newspaper and just comment on it, and then I've got a few
page three ones are good, Phil.
I've seen a couple of those. What the page three girl thinks at that time.
What was wrong yesterday? You told me yesterday.
I can't remember it.
It's some wavelengths or something like that.
Yeah, it's when they go into these really long sort of descriptions and then at the end they just say, "Nice tits, Julie."
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, it's just something daft. But it does get you thinking comedically, and sometimes you get ideas for routines and things. I should talk about that.
Yeah, I'll just try something. You just throw it out there.
Yeah.
Too bad I spunked it on Twitter.
Yeah.
But well, Gary Delaney always has this dilemma. He, he's the one-liner merchant, and he puts loads of gags up there on Twitter. But he always has the dilemma of, should I put it on Twitter and then it's going to go out to, he's got thousands and thousands of followers and they're going to retweet it to everyone else, or do I save it for my stage act?
Yeah. Well, I think what he does is he tweets it, and depending on how many retweets he gets, that's how he puts it on. That's when he puts it into the show.
You see, I'd be worried about going on stage, and then especially as a one-liner merchant like him, someone's just going to tag the gag.
Yeah.
And genuinely, that does mean that your best stuff ends up out of your routine.
It's out there, isn't it?
Yeah. Everyone goes, that was fantastic. You go, great, I won't use that then.
I've
alienated people there, because I've got no idea what it was. I've got a mate who's a techie head in Manchester, a mate from university in the 8 years ago, and he said, you've got to do this. So I did it. And then he sent this thing saying, you're not meant to alienate people, because I did this thing about all conspiracy theorists living with their mothers and collecting knives and action figures and stuff and touching themselves.
Just slightly missed the point, Mike.
I had all these conspiracy causes, a sheep and a government drone and things like that. So I'm now part of the international...
That's Steve Hughes, that, isn't it?
It's a lizard conspiracy. I'm apparently a lizard.
You're a lizard?
You can get
a dwarf or lesbianism or something like that, you get more followers, don't you? Ones that sort of attach themselves to you just with a keyword.
It's funny, I did a thing about, I'm getting followed by the Orangutan Protection Society. I did a daft thing.
Not literally,
in the papers yesterday it said, wasn't it a relief to see Helen the orangutan was saved by the Indonesian forestry police from getting eaten by the locals. And I just put the end, in case you're wondering, orangutan tastes a bit like gorilla. And then, so it's a joke about someone eating an orangutan, and then suddenly the Orangutan Protection Society are now following me.
But you see, if we're not talking about Twitter, that sounds very sinister.
I know. I've got some swinger thing following me as well. I've never even mentioned swinging ever.
Yeah, I've read your tweets. I reckon
they can turn you.